Wyoming Republicans were dealt a setback recently in their efforts to keep sage grouse off the federal endangered species list. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
House Republicans were able to include a provision in this year's National Defense Authorization Act that would prohibit the federal government from changing the conservation status of sage grouse for the next decade. But that provision was left out when House leaders negotiated a final bill with their Senate counterparts. That didn't sit well with members of the lower chamber.
Oh, I'm just exasperated.
That's Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis. 2 years ago, the same scenario played out. The House included the provision on the grouse, and senators stripped it out. After that, Lummis and others demanded a meeting with party leaders.
The Western Caucus met with House leadership. We felt that we had a commitment that this wouldn't happen again this year, and it did. So a lot of members of the Western Caucus feel very, sort of let down and maybe a little misled. So it's a tough one. There's a lot of unhappy faces around here.
But Lummis doesn't blame her party leaders as much as she blames one person, the chairman of the powerful Senate Armed Services Committee, who happens to be a member of her party and a former presidential candidate.
John McCain, it remains an obstacle, and he's probably going to be there next year, and so I don't know that obstacle is going to clear. And in the Senate, one member can upset the entire apple cart, and that is the case with this bill, and so there is tremendous gnashing of teeth on the House side, especially among Westerners.
But McCain brushes aside the criticism. He says the defense bill is essential to national security, and he had to drop the proposal on the sage grouse because President Obama threatened to veto the bill if it were sent to him, and Democrats would have sided with the White House.
You would have had a filibuster here, and you would have had a veto by the president.
As for the policy itself, McCain says sage grouse aren't an impediment to the nation's military, so Western lawmakers should look for another bill to attach the provision to, and not the defense bill, which is known as the NDAA.
That's nothing to do with defense, because the law is that no Endangered Species Act could interfere with the operations and training at military bases. So it had no connection to the NDAA.
Congresswoman Lummis sums up her frustration like this.
Sometimes the enemy is the Senate, and of course, the senators say that about the House. This is one of those cases, and it is not the Senate Democrats. It is one and only one Senate Republican, and it's someone that, I admire, but in this case, he is just wrong, and he is being extremely stubborn, and we are where we are.
Not everyone's upset, though. Robert Dewey, with Defenders of Wildlife, has been following the battle over the bird. He says two pending lawsuits imperil the federal government's conservation efforts.
If those lawsuits are successful and the federal plans are knocked out, there would be no backstop. In other words, if there are no plans to conserve the sage grouse, the Fish and Wildlife Service couldn't then list the bird under the Endangered Species Act. And if that happened, the bird would be kind of left without any conservation protections.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says Western lawmakers aren't giving up on their efforts to keep sage grouse off the endangered species list.
Well, I want to make sure, as a first opportunity to deal with the issue of the sage grouse, the impact that it's going to have on Wyoming and on energy in the country and the economy in the country. I'm going to look for any possible venue to make sure that we can deal with this legislatively.
Wyoming lawmakers are hoping their effort will be easier at the start of the new year, when Republicans regain control of the White House for the first time in 8 years. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.